Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you from 2 Samuel chapter 21 about some people who were still slaying giants. And the text I'm going to read to you today from the Bible is a little longer than I normally do. So hang on. We're going to read 2 Samuel 21, starting at verse 18 and reading all the way to the end of the chapter, verse 22. Here we go. Now it happened afterward that there was a battle with the Philistines at Gob. Then Shibbekai the Hushrath killed Saph, who was one of the sons of the giant. Again, there was a war at Gob with the Philistines, where Elhanan, the son of Jehoiakim, the Bethlehemite, killed the brother of Goliath, the Gittite, the shaft of whose spear was like a weaver's beam. Yet again, there was a war at Gath, where there was a man of great stature, who had 6 fingers on each hand and 6 toes on each foot, 24 in number, and he was also born to the giant. So when he defied Israel, Jonathan, the son of Shimeah, David's brother, killed him. These 4 were born to the giant in Gath and fell by the hand of David and by the hand of his servants. It was the twilight of a glorious reign. King David was now older, weaker, and slower. God still loved David, but the people loved him more for the memory of the past than for the strength of the present. Yet even in those twilight years, David accomplished more through wisdom than he accomplished before in the strength of youth. The last sentence of our text tells us that 4 giants fell by the hand of David and by the hand of his servants. David, of course, built his early career on the slaying of a famous giant. 1 Goliath is an accomplishment of a lifetime. Yet now, in the twilight years, David killed 4 more giants despite his age and weakness. How did he do it? He did it by pouring into particular people. Our text names these men for us: Shibbekai, Elhanan, and Jonathan. These men accomplished heroic deeds when David was finished fighting giants directly. David put something into the life of these men that made them giant killers. Since David poured into them, he's rightly credited with some of the victory. Notice what it says: they fell by the hand of David and by the hand of his servants. You see, David's legacy lay not only in what he accomplished, but in what he left behind, a people prepared for victory. David's triumphs were meaningful, not only for himself, but for others who learned victory through his teaching and through his example. Another idea in the text is that even in his old age, David was winning victories for the future. David conquered enemies now so that it would be better for Solomon in the future. Our present victory is not only good for us now, but it passes something important on to the next generation. Therefore, the defeat of these giants is rightly credited to the hand of David and the hand of his servants. David had a role in this through his example, through his guidance, and his influence. It gives us great confidence to know that God doesn't have just 1 giant killer, but through 1, he'll raise up many more. God will continue to raise up leaders when the leaders of the previous generation pass from the scene. G. Campbell Morgan looked at David's last years and noticed David's ability to pass on the victory to others. He observed this: "Let those who, after long service, find themselves waning in strength, be content to abide with the people of God, still shining for them as a lamp, and thus enabling them to carry on the same divine enterprises. Such action in the last days of life is also great and high service." As David grew weaker physically, he stayed strong spiritually and was also strong in wisdom. Instead of isolating himself, highly conscious of his weakness, he poured into others and continued to serve God greatly. So, who does God want you to pour into? How can you pass on your victories to another generation and see God work marvelously through them as he has through you?
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.